Well, I'm walking the floor here with Stephen Browning, and I guess the first thing is that sponsorships now for you have changed in a great way. You know, you've had all these years, a lot of guys that are fishing this level, they have lure sponsors, they have motor sponsors, they have boat sponsors, they have all these other things. But you're looking at the non-endemic world in a strong way.
Well, I have been, Terry. And, you know, it's hard to go, you know, the fishing people's budget. That's all they talk about, our budget. And when you're like me and you stay consistent over the years and you don't make the classic every year, then they go to start cutting. And unfortunately, I've been one of those that they've cut. So I kind of switched gears and went toward the hunting industry people. And it's, you know, so far it's really worked out well for me.
Well, I got to say something. First of all, you know, you're not just a slouch that goes out there and puts a bobber on, puts a dewworm out there and fishes. You won the All-American, been very, very successful as a pro angler. And you look at this thing, now we got the best in the business. You got 100 guys this year and down to 50 or so next year. This is the very best guys in the world at going out and catching little green fish. So, you know, don't underestimate, from my opinion, I think you're a pretty good fisherman. So, but if you don't make the classic once in a while, that goes with the territory.
Well, that is the case. I mean, you're not fishing against, you know, 75 good anglers, you're fishing against 100 good anglers. And everybody that backs their boat in the water that morning is just capable of catching the biggest sack of fish that, you know, the lake has to offer that day. And, you know, when you fish against competition that at our level that's out there, you know, it makes you a better angler. You know, now it's, you can't do the same things that you used to do and compete. You have to come up with new ideas and new ways to catch those extra couple of fish that'll put you on the leaderboard when the thing's over with.
Well, I think I want to ask you the next thing that comes to mind right out of that is, everybody's kind of, we used to be power fishermen and we used to throw big baits, throw a big jig, do that kind of stuff, and that still works. But now you're seeing this finesse technique come into play. You know, here we are at the Classic fishing Lay Lake. Everybody's throwing these little noodle rods, and, you know, look like buggy whips and stuff. Although Tommy Biffle is still in there beating on them pretty good. I hear he's got a lead going in day two here. But, you know, there's still one of those things where the finesse technique is taking over a little bit. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I really feel like the reason the finesse fishing is so much better now than it has been in the past is because the pressure that these lakes get. And, you know, a 5-pounder will bite a 4-inch worm just as easy as he'll bite a 10-inch worm if you present the bait right. And I think these finesse guys that are starting to use a lot of this finesse are just getting better presentations on their baits than they do with the big power fishing style.
I got to tell you, I saw something else new. Stephen Browning is now with Vicious Fishing. Got that new fluorocarbon over there, which is an economical fluorocarbon. And it's got to be making you kind of say, hey, you know, there's some new stuff going on there, too.
Well, it is, Terry, and I'm excited about this group because, you know, I've been using it for about a month now. I've caught probably, well, I've caught a 12.5, which we posted on the Bass Fan website. And I caught an 8-pound fish just about 3 or 4 days ago on 8-pound line. So I've been giving it, you know, the all, and it stood up. So I'm very excited about the new year with the new line and looking forward to going out there and battling the big ones.
All right, there's nobody else here except you and I, so you can tell me this. Catching that 12.5, did you holler and scream a little bit?
We did. You know, I was with a deer hunting buddy of mine, our first, the first fishing trip of the new year, the first bass that I caught in the new year, and we were about 100 yards from some shiner fishermen, some boys that were using some big shiners, and when we caught that fish, we hooped and hollered, and I mean, it, I was just, you know, this could be a sign. Browning may be back this year, and they better watch out.
I was about to say, the sign of the times, if you're going to catch a 12.5, you know, the first fish of the year, now, well, you know, it's going to be kind of hard to match that the rest of the year, but we'll take that and get you started.
That's, you know, and that is, Terry. I've caught, you know, two of the, you know, I caught the 8-pounder just a few days ago, and you know, getting ready to go to Amistad, and you know, the deal is you have to catch those big ones against this crew, and that's what I'm so excited about. This could be the year of the big bass.
Well, you know, you go there and then you go to California, and you're gonna have Clear Lake and the Delta, which are both big fish notorious places. Timing's going to be really good for you. It looks like you could have all three of them primo. I mean, Amistad could be maybe a postpone a little bit, but everything else ought to be nice for you.
I really and truly think, you know, these lakes are the lakes that produce quality stringers of bass when you hit them right. And, you know, bass has aligned their schedule up to try to hit these lakes at prime time. And let me tell you something, when these guys back their boats in the water, the best fishermen in the country on the prime lakes at the prime time, it gets ugly. It gets ugly.
All right, now I'm going to ask you the tough question. We've had a lot of fun here walking around doing what we're doing, but next year they're going to cut this thing down to 50. You know, in a lot of people's careers, a lot of legends' careers, could be in the balance on something like that. But if you want your sport to really raise to the pinnacle of the level it should, you're going to have to do that, aren't you?
Well, it really is. You know, and to get the exposure that you know, like, say, for instance, the NASCAR guys. I mean, you know, they're not out there. You can't get exposure for 110 guys. You just can't do it. And with them cutting the fields down, it's going to take some, you know, take some guys out of it. And, you know, it's very easy. We've seen guys, you know, legends of the sport have bad years. And, you know, it's you're going to have your belt on tight and get after it this year because, you know, with them cutting down to 50, it's great to I really feel like it'll elevate the competition level to another level in 2008. And, you know, unfortunately, there's going to be some fishermen, quality fishermen, that won't be out there. And it's, you know, like I said, you're going to have to tighten your belt up and get after it this year.
Well, one of the nicest guys I know out on the tour, and I get an opportunity. I'm running around here. You know, it's kind of fun to see you guys. I'm glad you're getting ready to go to Amistad, and thanks for being with us.
You bet, Terry, and I appreciate you and all the Bass Fan does for our sport.
Well, I'm Terry Brown. I'm down on the floor here at the Bassmaster Classic with Stephen Browning. We'll be back after these messages.